And I think it was because, they think it's because of just those people that hadn't been paying taxes started paying them.
Yeah, Gardner's staying pretty close to touch with this situation. Frankly, I think business is getting rosy-cheeked again.
Yes, he is.
I think the profits are going to go back up.
Well, he told us yesterday we're going to wind up with 5% inflation.
5%?
Yes.
Well, that's going to cost, if we held it to 2, the
difference. He says anybody that gets under $35,000 a year
might be hurt worse.
He's going to pay a hell of a lot more.
That's right. That's right.
But and he says particularly those at the bottom of the level, those that get under 3 or 4. That the
what we've got here now is this. I never saw such damned opposition to anything in my life as is the taxes, especially any increase in taxes.
But Wilbur, they are opposing it because they don't think you and I and the rest of us take it. And that's goddamn Reagan just added $1 billion through a Democratic legislature in California. But you've got to take the bull by the horns and see what you think ought to be done. And even if we misguess it, I didn't want to. I just listened to Joe Fowler and Bill Martin and Gardner Ackley, and I'd run off and leave them. And finally, the thing had knocked me over. Well, Bill Martin called me on the phone and said, Mr. President, I want to be your friend. And you do not want to leave a Menin Williams fiscal record. You just don't want a record of fiscal responsibility. Now, if you don't do this, if you don't do it, Mr. President, all the king's horses and king men can't hold this back. And if we can't hold it, it's going to cost you more to go the other way than will this way. God, it kills me to come up and ask for a tax increase. I don't want a man to have to do it. So then I took and briefed 300 of them. I invited every one of them here, and I worked like a dog at it. But nobody ever going to put a picket on and say, I favor raising taxes. They're just crazy. But the alternative, and they don't see the alternative now, but they're going to see it when I get out here and go to talking and say, my God, here's what we our situation is.
Use this expression. I found it very effective. You never have known an adult that didn't dislike getting older, but the alternative's worse.
That's exactly right. That's good.
Yeah. I've used that several times down home. What we're trying to do is find out what the alternative to it is.
When are y'all finishing up your talking up there?
Oh, we just started this morning. You started.
Well, are you about through with the witnesses?
A week's delay in program up there, you know, around Labor Day kept us from meeting. Getting through. Yeah, well, we're through with all the witnesses. We're in executive session now.
Well,
you may have to make some fireside chat speeches on this thing before we get it through.
You tell me what to do. If you'll just lead me out, we'll win it. But we can't do it the way we're going because we're just building it up every day, and they're going to get the goddamnest headache when it falls on them that they ever saw.
Well, I've told the membership this. Now, the housewife's going to be mad about an increase in taxes now, but if we don't do something, probably, if all these predictions are right, she's going to be madder in hell on November 1968 because of the inflation.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wilbur.
Okay, sir. You think about this.
All right. I will.
Okay.